Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hope you're doing well in those wonderful nooks and crannies across America. But boy, chilly temperatures, as I've heard from many of you, not to start with a whine at the top of the show. But Cobb tells me it's 3 degrees in Philly and South Jersey. I also got this from my cousin in Washington, 9 degrees. That's pretty nasty. New York, 5 degrees. I will tell you, in Kahului, in Maui, it is 75 degrees. Doesn't that sound nice? But yet in Tampa, it's 36 degrees. So all of you listening in Florida and in Sarasota, you've got some things you're dealing with the chill factor there because of the crops, the citrus crops. Florida oranges, baby. Grapefruit. It is a state that provides a lot of what we like to eat, and it's very scary. And I've seen tree after tree be covered, and they try to do whatever they can to prevent something happening to the crop. But when you get those chilly temperatures, they're not used to that in Florida, even though it does happen, then often it can be damaging to the citrus crops there, for sure. Damaging, I think, across the board has to be what's happening with ISIS. And now that the Congress will come back next week, it'll be interesting to see what they do with the request from the president and how far they take it and what we ultimately come up with. And this is on the heels of a 3-day summit at the White House focusing on, you know, extremism and what are the solutions to extremism from all different angles, from law enforcement to Muslim communities to international communities, and what comes out of that. Is it, hopefully it's more than just talk. The talk is that it's just talk, but you never know. I mean, what it's always about in a meeting, what the takeaways are. There can be a lot of blowhards, and there can be a lot of nonsense and things on the periphery, but if there's some meat to it, and if a few people take something away where they can actually enact something, well, then it's a good thing. But what will be enacted as a result of what happened at that extremist summit at the White House? And it's very worrisome what's happening with these threats with ISIS. I mean, now they've become, I think, junkies for attention. So by being junkies for attention, that means what kind of crazy, heinous thing can they do? What can they do to trip the light fantastic, to get the notoriety, to get more recruits, to get people to watch what's happening, to look at the videos, to hear about the beheadings, and to see the Jordanian pilot on fire, and the Christians, the Egyptian Christians being led to the water with their own ISIS person to behead them. I mean, ridiculous. So here's what is happening that we know that's happening. Right now, the U.S. and Iraq are planning a spring offensive to retake the city of Mosul that will require probably, they say, 25,000 Iraqi troops to defeat 2,000 Islamic State fighters. That's how much what the difference is with the way they fight. They say the main attack force of 5 Iraqi army brigades will need to be trained first by the U.S. advisors, and that's what our whole deal was, is that we were going to train them so they would know how to go in and they could nail these creeps. But the timing has sort of changed a little bit. I mean, and this is huge because the battle for Mosul will mark the first major test for the Iraqi forces since so many of them fled. Remember, there were reports about people just putting down their weapon and running. because they saw what was happening with these extremists. I mean, Northern Iraq, it was just like a domino. It just fell so easy. And it allowed ISIS to get some power and a foothold there. So Iraqi officials were pushing for an earlier offensive, but there just wasn't time for the training. Now they've got the training. So five Iraqi army brigades, three smaller brigades, three brigades from the Kurds, a local force of police, tribal fighters, and counterterrorism forces. Will that many people be able to take down ISIS in that area? Because what they believe is it might be house-to-house fighting to oust them from Mosul, to actually go in and pull them out. Pull them out into the open. And the Kurds have been reluctant to operate outside the area in northern Iraq that they want to be included in eventually as an independent state. So now you're really combining a couple of different mindsets, too. And so this is key. This is such a critical time because we're committed to this financially and with all our training forces. I mean, we have five sites in the area to train these forces. Five. We have 3,200 forces in training. 2,000 have graduated. And how many airstrikes have we done, if you're keeping track of this? 2,500 airstrikes against the Islamic State since August. 2,500. And they say it's roughly equally divided, give or take, between Iraq and Syria. So you think it's easy to pull these guys out? I mean, how many are there? Where are they? These airstrikes at times have been successful, but not enough that we can't have a ground mission. And the ground mission isn't on our back. Except for with the training part, the ground mission is on these forces. In fact, the president has once again pledged that U.S. forces won't become embroiled in any way in ground combat in Iraq. But he did ask Congress to approve an authorization for use of military force that would permit ground missions, including serving as spotters for strikes, using special operations, the forces, to target Islamic State leaders, collecting intelligence, conducting rescue operations. So theoretically, not on the front lines, but if you do all those things, you are on the front lines. So we'll see what Congress has to say about that and where they go with what the president has proposed. Because he's talking about a three-year commitment to that. A three-year commitment. But this is the first... this is the first biggie with the five different sites and then really training. And I'll tell you, more people are starting to warn that look out because you got a brace for ISIS terrorism here in America. Living through 9/11, which many of you did and I did in living color in New York, it was a terrible, terrible thing, a shocking thing. A thing that should not have happened. So now we have this elusive group, ISIS. And Paul Bremer, who served as a presidential envoy to Iraq and ambassador to the Netherlands, chairman of the National Commission on Terrorism, says, all of us are now vulnerable to the kind of one-off attacks we've seen in Belgium and France and now in Denmark. So get ready. Woo! Coming up next, your thoughts as we check the mailbag. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Show. So many of you email the show more than anything else. I'm blown away by the ton of email we get each and every day. If you've never emailed me and you have something that's bugging you, something you want to talk about, something you heard on the show, or something you want to add to the show, just go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you're in. On that note, let's go check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
So first up, I said something about the bald eagle and the eagle laying an egg. And had you ever seen a bald eagle? And boy, I got some good reactions to this from just the other night. This one from Brad, who says, Kate, I heard you say the thing about the bald eagle and that you had seen two in your life and you thought it was so cool because everybody screams out, bald eagle, but you, eagle, eagle. And I can tell you that I was in Yellowstone and I saw a bald eagle. I was camping and it was very cool, majestic, just the way it sort of drifted down to the earth. And I happened to catch it just in time and actually snapped some pictures of it. So I think it's very cool that they had a webcam on the eagle laying an egg and getting to actually see that happen. Got another one here from Tim who says, Kate, I love that you said you saw a couple of bald eagles and how you thought that was really pretty insane. And you made note of it and talked about it after hearing of the viral bird egg and how huge that became. And you can see why, because it's very hard to see bald eagles. I mean, sometimes they're in captivity, but actually being somewhere and seeing one is pretty cool. I had that experience when I was in the Appalachian Mountains. I was on a trail and we saw a bald eagle and everybody, of course, immediately yelled, bald eagle, because it's just unusual to see them, I guess, in certain places of the country. Yeah, I mean, I think it's, like I said, and we're talking about this, the bald eagle thing that was, It was a live cam on it, on the egg, on the eagle laying the egg, and it's just been a huge internet sensation. Of course it has been, because it's an unusual thing to see. And it was at Berry College in Rome, Georgia. That's where they did that. So, kudos to them. And it's great that of all the things that people are crazy and looking at on YouTube or on the internet, this one like just blew the doors off. Thousands and thousands of people wanted to see what that looked like. Okay, for something completely different, this one from Michael in Illinois. And Michael says, I'll tell you, in Chicago, we are tired of snow. We're tired of cold weather. And yes, I grew up here. Yes, I love it here. And maybe that's the way we keep everybody else out. Somebody told me once Chicago would be the perfect place to live if you just didn't have to deal with the winters. So I guess that keeps it so that not as many people barrage us and move in. But there are times when I think, oh, I can't do this my whole life. And then I waffle. You said something about people moving. I waffle on whether I should move or not. Well, I think that's why sometimes in the Midwest and in the East Coast, and I mean, anybody could do this around the country, when they get to retirement age, if they're lucky enough and they can sell a house or whatever and they can move to Florida because it's warm, or they move to Arizona, same thing, better for your allergies, better for your health. Or, you know, a lot of people are moving to Arkansas. Some people are moving outside of the country. For goodness sake, even Izzy, for different reasons, said, I'm going to Malta. So people, a lot of times, leave their environments because of the harshness of the weather. Yes. And it's tough because you're leaving family members a lot of times behind. But it's just better as you age, if it's better for your health. Then I think that's what it is. When every day you can wake up and be in the pool and exercise or whatever in Florida or Arizona or wherever, or just have a cheaper living environment too, that's what it is. So I don't know how old you are, but you might have time before you have to really think of that as you're weighing the options. What should I do? I can't stand the snow anymore. Can't stand it. Okay, here's another one. This one from Joseph, listening to us in New Jersey. Yo, Kate, I heard you talking about the woman in Vegas that was gunned down. I think it is so sad. What could possibly have happened to make that happen? There is no road rage worth that. And the story keeps changing a little bit about the son coming out with a gun and all of that. But the bottom line is, a mother of four who was teaching her daughter how to drive just around the corner at the high school is killed for road rage. That is insanity. Frightening. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And it's completely altered all of her, altered all of her children's lives, and obviously her husband as well. Yeah, well, you're preaching to the choir. I've said it was one of the more heinous things that we've seen. It just goes to show you, boy, if there's something going on the road and somebody does something crazy to you, just more than a cutoff, whatever, you don't want to mess with that. We've seen some of this has been videotaped where someone's gone crazy and smashed into a window and whatever. I mean, if you have to call 911, you call 911, but you don't antagonize the person who has the road rage, because you're like, I'm not going to take that. But if you do antagonize them, there is a chance, who knows, they could flip around, smash into your car, or do some other thing that's worse, like what happened in Las Vegas. It's just very hard to think that you're doing something as sweet as teaching your kid to drive. You're in an abandoned school parking lot and you're down the street from your house and some nutball smacks into you, and then they chase around in road rage. They chase you around to find out where you live and then shoot you. I hope they catch that person. And trust me, they're on a manhunt there in Las Vegas. All right, here's one from Kurt. And Kurt says, Kate, I heard you talking about the Bruce Jenner thing. It's so crazy. It really sounds as though he won't get charged with anything, although that's not a definite. And you mentioned that, too, that he hit both of the cars and they're looking at his phone records. If there is a phone thing, if he was texting while driving, then he's toast, because they'll have him. The video does show that he started the accident, but it doesn't show whether or not he was texting. And I think that's what they're trying to figure out. His phone, was he texting? What was going on there? And that could make the big difference. Well, of course, yeah. If he was texting, and his lawyer says, no, he wasn't texting during the crash, but they're focusing on the phone records. If they can find, you know, they know the time of the accident. If they find a phone, you know, if he's on the phone then or texting, then they have him for that. And he could be charged with manslaughter. But so far he has not been. And they're taking their time and making sure that they have all the evidence, because they don't want to. I mean, that's the worst thing you can do. They don't want to go off half cocked and go after him and then have to turn around and do something, you know, completely different. Here's this from Paul, who says, have you seen the applications for unemployment, that unemployment has actually dropped? Do you think that it's people just give up, Kate, or they don't want to file for unemployment, or what do you think that is? Well, first of all, the number, I saw that number too. It's, they said they went down by 283,000, which is pretty big, a pretty big dip. And so what is that about, for it to drop that much? Is that everybody has these jobs, or that more jobs have been created, or the unemployment rate truly is lower than we think? Because every time we see these numbers, I always think they're kind of false numbers, because you have so many people that are underemployed. You have so many people that just give up, and they're not really accounted for in the unemployment numbers. So I don't always agree with those numbers. I think some of them are just not whole numbers. They just don't really tell us what the story is. All right, one last one here. This one from Pete, who says, Kate, this whole thing with the Iran negotiations and the nukes, I think it is so insane. Why would we pussyfoot around Iran? We know what they want to do. They want to develop nukes. It's not power that they're trying to develop. It's not nuclear power. So I think when you have the things that are happening with Iran's foreign minister, who is the negotiator along with John Kerry, and they, it seems like they just keep bending over backwards. I don't understand. We had them over the ropes when we had the sanctions on them. You've mentioned that many, many times, going back to Condi Rice. And then we just let them wiggle off the hook when Rouhani became president. And now we're in this situation where we're giving, giving, giving. And it seems to me that it's very, very lopsided. Is this really the way these negotiations should go? I can't blame Israel for being upset over the things that are happening. Yeah, well, I'm not on board. I mean, you have to, these whole inspection things, the put-offs of what they're doing, and, I mean, boy, if there is some kind of deal, they better make sure that they have an ironclad contract. But it's not even about that. It's about negotiating of what they can get and, you know, what's happening in that development, and it seems like there's a lot of shouting going on during these sessions, and I can certainly see why. All right, so thanks for that. Anybody who has any thoughts, send them to me, americatonight.net.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze-Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yep, that's where we're starting with the numbers. So early Friday a.m. in New York, 4 degrees. Washington, D.C., 5 degrees. Norfolk, Virginia, 6 degrees. Charlotte, 4 degrees. Charleston, 17 degrees. Knoxville, Tennessee, 3 degrees. Atlanta, 17. Cincinnati, 12 degrees. Chicago, 8. Minus 8 degrees. Cincinnati, minus 12. Detroit, minus 11. Need I go on? In Florida, they're worried about the citrus. Drink up that orange juice. Maybe you should turbo load on it if you drink orange juice. Orlando, 31 degrees. Jacksonville, 22 degrees. Temperatures are dipping. And it's the South and the Northeast and the Plains areas, too. The Great Lakes, they're thinking that... We look at the forecast of the AccuWeather I was looking at earlier, and they say snow showers are likely to develop over the Great Lakes. So, yeah, you look at the Niagara Falls, as I said at the top, and it is just frozen. I've been there so many times. I've been there in the winter. I've been there in the winter, and I've never seen anything like that. So I had to start with those numbers, especially after Cop said that he had a sandwich, a hot sandwich, and it turned to ice by the time he had gotten home. It was that bad. But he wasn't in an Apple car when he went to get the sandwich. Apple is saying that they're going to have a car maybe in 5 years. Would you buy an Apple car? What would that look like? They say they want to produce cars as soon as 2020. I guess it would have everything that Apple has in the car, right? That's what they would be fully loaded. They've been working secretly on this car, but not so secret now. They began production of an electric car, and they say they could have it done by that timetable. They're pretty aggressive, I would say. Because think about it. Tesla, General Motors, they're targeting 2017 for an electric car that could go more than 200 miles on a single charge and cost less than $40,000. So they're saying that we've got something. We're working on something. Apple, of course, posted record profits of $18 billion during this past quarter. They have $178 billion in cash with some places to spend it. So this is probably what they're working on. This is part of that development where they think they can get a car going and forge their way into that arena too. Imagine the things, like I said, that would be fully loaded in an Apple car. What would you expect an Apple car would be like? I mean, would you get a free iPad with every Apple car? I don't know. But this push for the electric car thing is on. And saying that it's going to cost a lot less, but they have to have charging stations. I don't know, it's an intriguing thing. Would you ever think in your life you would drive an electric car? Would you drive an electric car? I mean, a lot of people in Los Angeles, I should say a lot of wealthy people in Los Angeles have electric cars, but they have other cars they drive too. So, yeah, they have five cars, and one of them is an electric car that they tool around in. For the rest of us mere mortals, where we're saying, where are we spending, what kind of money are we spending on this car? You know, there would be some things to consider. Of course, somebody would tell you that, well, electricity, if you think about it, charging up the car would be cheaper, wouldn't it? But I don't know. I can poke some holes in that. And my main thing would be, especially, how many charging stations are there? I've seen some. I've even seen some in my neighborhood, but very far and few between. Far and few between. We don't often talk about movie stars or television. I mean, every once in a while we mention them, but it fits in with We Can Count. And this show, in a sense, is kind of genius. And it may just be that I like some of the actors in it, but there's a show called Empire, and it's all about music, and we see that what happens when you have a show about music, you can sell the music. Like Nashville, they can sell the music on iTunes. Like The Voice, like American Idol, any of those shows. So it didn't take long for Fox to come up with this thing called Empire, and it's all about the music business, and they have singing in it and whatnot. And they're up in the ratings. I mean, they have exploded. They had 12.9 million viewers and a 5.1 rating among adults 18 to 49, and that's up 6% from last week in their demo. So they have definitely found a niche, and it's all about music and a black empire in the music business. And it's kind of intriguing where they've kind of melded soap opera-y things with just straight up TV, and it's interesting that I think the acting is just so good, I guess, that it's really pulled people into it, and it's a big hit for Fox, that's for sure. And when TV is so spread out and you have so much binge viewing of Netflix and, you know, other things, one of the things that I thought was interesting in doing some research, now I saw a link to this as well on something I was reading, maybe Drudge Report, is the number, because we do so much about small business, and we have so many business people on this show constantly, the number of corporations in the United States, the lowest level in 40 years, they say. This is the Tax Foundation's research, and their report was titled America's Shrinking Corporate Sector. And it shows that the IRS information shows that there were 1.6 million C corporations in 2011, and that was the lowest number of traditional corporations since 1974, and 1 million fewer than there were at the peak in 1986. So if you looked at it, in every other year since 1986, about 40,000 U.S. corporations have disappeared from the tax rolls. So what do you count for that? That just partnerships have declined? That form has declined? You know, what is it? Or is it just the strangulation of some of these corporations that they can't, I mean, they can't, you know, it's been a decline because of what's happening here in the United States and made in America and trying to do things cheaper and all that sort of thing. Probably a combination is what I make of it. But this is still a country where if it's not a big corporation, small business, it's still a country where we hope that the small business person gets a great shake. We just had another Made in America segment last night. And I can't get enough of that. You know, ABC News, in fact, does the same thing. They go out and they talk to people who have companies where they make things in America. And we've got the Oscars coming up on Sunday night. And the Oscars are made in America. They're made by a company that strictly does everything. They do put the whole statuette together, everything. They make them. And they've done it for over 30 years, and they send them to Hollywood. And the people, in interviewing the people, they said they had massive pride over the fact that they were made in America and that they know that everybody knows, whether they pay attention or not, what an Oscar is. So who knew that? That's a big surprise, but a good surprise, that it wasn't shipped somewhere to be done cheaper, right? This is a scary number. Because people don't like going to dentists. Do you like going to a dentist? If you do, I guess if you're in severe pain. But that's the problem. Most people don't like dentists. They don't like being in the chair, blah, blah, blah. A dentist, as part of We Can Count, a dentist has been charged in the death of a patient who became unresponsive while having 20 teeth pulled and several implants installed. This happened in Hartford, Connecticut, right? Rasheem Patel, the dentist, turned himself in Tuesday and was charged with a misdemeanor count of criminally negligent homicide. And this came a year after Patel's patient, Judith Gann, died at the hospital. State dental regulators concluded that he failed to adequately respond when her oxygen levels dropped dangerously low as she was consciously sedated in the middle of the tooth extraction and implant procedures in his office. First of all, here's the thing. 20 teeth pulled in one session? Wouldn't you just do a few at a time? Isn't it already painful? Wouldn't there just be sections that you would do? I know people that have had a lot of dental work done at one time, and a lot of times they come back the next day because something's, you know, they've got to implant things or do whatever. And it's never in one fell swoop. I mean, how many hours was she in that chair? And that is, that's crazy that he didn't notice that. Or what about the hygienist? Nobody was around. What was going on there? I mean, the fact that one of Patel's assistants was yelling that she was flatlining, he tried to revive her while the assistant called 911. She was rushed to the hospital, and then she was pronounced dead. Can you imagine that? And, hey, she might have had a background, a history in something that could have been a red flag, which apparently she did, but she had given her medical history to the dentist's office, so they knew that. I mean, she had had a heart attack 6 months before the visit. She had had two strokes within the last 2 years. And so who knows what the medication could have done? I don't know about you, but don't they ask you constantly when you go to the dentist, are you allergic to this? Have you ever taken this before? Or don't they ask you a lot of questions? But here's the thing. If they don't ask you a lot of questions, be worried. And here's my advice. Ask a lot of questions and never have 20 teeth pulled in one sitting. Never, ever have that happen. Jack from Down Under says, this isn't helping my phobia of dentists. I'm right there with you. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My teeth gone cold, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window, and I can't see it all.
Maybe you go to the movies this weekend. Maybe you don't. But maybe you want to hear a preview of a movie that would be fun to rent and cost you just a couple of bucks when it starts to stream. Or you do that Redbox thing when you're going to your local 7-Eleven. And this could be one of those movies. It has that feel-good theme, a little sports mixed in. It's got Kevin Costner. And it's called McFarland USA. Check it out.
Welcome to McFarland. This is a farming town. These kids working here are invisible. They come from the fields, and they go back to the fields. Mr. White, if we're going to reach him, now's the time.
Have a good day.
I'm Coach White, your new PE teacher.
Diaz. 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 Popular name where you guys come from?
White. Is that a popular name where you come from?
All right, run a lap. Go.
They're fast.
Yeah. Cross country running. California is holding their first state championship this year.
You do understand we don't have a cross country team?
Yep.
You've coached cross country before?
No.
You competed in high school maybe?
No.
Well, you sound perfect.
Anybody seen Danny?
Danny Diaz? Hey, we needed seven. Yeah, seven runners, not six runners, and it's Danny Diaz.
Hey, you're our anchor, Danny, and not because you're fat. You are a little fat, okay? So we better lose some weight. Let's go.
Just try to remember, lowest score wins. Like golf.
We don't got a country club. We don't even got a Kmart.
Didn't know McFarland had a team.
Fourth place. That's not too shabby.
Fourth out of four. Also known as last.
Better luck next time, boys.
This is going to come down to which runners can handle the pain.
Let's hit it again.
Mr. White, each hour that my boys train with you, they do not work with me. That's food off our table.
No one stays in McFarland unless they have to.
There ain't nothing American dream about this place.
I'm guessing running's the best thing you've got.
Me too.
What's going on?
Team fundraiser.
My boys need new uniforms.
You are a good man, and so I'm helping you. Okay, now go shower. Oof.
I'll be honest with you. The odds are stacked against us. You guys are superhuman. There's nothing you can't do with that kind of strength, with that kind of heart. Let's go show them how it's done.
I want to have.
Find your face!
I want to tear down the walls. I'm only inside.
Uno, dos, tres. Your father, it was an honor to be invited into his home.
Dad, he said it was an honor to be invited into your home.
Tell him I say thanks.
Ah, McFarland, USA. As I said, Kevin Costner, this is a true story. 1987, these were kids that were Latinos who had to work in the fields. You could hear that in that little clip there. And they ended up going to the California State Championship. So an unlikely story. We all like a feel-good story. This would be a good rental, I think. I don't know that you would run out and go and see it this weekend, but definitely one to check out rental-wise. How about this? The Hot Tub Time Machine 2. It was so popular, the first one. Here's what the second one sounds like.
4 years ago, the laws of space and time were violated.
It must be some kind of hot tub time machine.
And our world was changed forever.
Was it morally wrong to exploit our knowledge of the future for personal financial gain?
Lou!
Georgia!
I'm the father of the internet.
Ever since I wrote Call Me Maybe back in 92, I've been on a roll.
Hey, Nick, rip off any pop stars lately?
Today, I recorded an original piece.
You say... I only hear what I want to.
Okay, it was a Lisa Loeb song. Ready for another dip?
I think this time maybe I'll invent yoga pants.
Yeah! How far back do we go? 2025.
The future.
Oh my God, you're Nick Weber, man. Let's take a picture.
Isn't what it used to be.
I still like your music. Now you're falling on hard times.
Hard times.
Could you please do the Weber strut?
The what now?
Everybody, strut.
You're like picking dicks out of a tree.
It looks like dick picking. I can't wait to see your future, Luke.
Where's divorce? Kelly, where's soulmate?
I should have married you. At least you didn't hit rock bottom.
Jesus.
You look like Gandalf the Poor.
You look like a minor Tyler Perry character.
I kind of like this.
I want to hit you into the corner pocket.
We need to find the point in time where things went wrong and fix it.
Here we go. So far, so good.
Ooh, back in the
back
tub.
In the, back in the
tub. Lou, Lou. Oh, I hate you.
The only thing he put in his body was, like, Doritos and poison.
I had sex with Marilyn Monroe.
I discovered cocaine.
Patriot Lou, you guys gotta come with me.
Why?
We gotta make America happen, bro.
You're not gonna be super welcome there, but we should totally go.
Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
I think this may be my house now.
Hey, you.
Boobs.
I can get all the detail later.
Yeah.
Boobs.
It's a classic alternate reality situation. Like Fringe.
Nerd.
You're a
nerd.
And no one likes you.
Point.
No one likes you.
All right, so that movie is obviously big time, silly movie, has an audience much different from McFarland USA, PG. This one, not PG, a little R-ish, but it's that whole throwback of time travel and could you change things, which is always intriguing to lots of people. It's a teenage movie, I would think. Okay, this one is The Duff.
Showtime.
For generations, you could only be a jock, a geek, a princess, or a basket case.
I'm my own best friend.
But what I didn't know was I had a brand new label.
Here's my favorite Duff.
Sorry, what?
Duff. D-U-F-F. Designated Ugly Fat Friend.
What did you just say to me?
Look, I didn't mean it like that. Every group of friends has one. You're the one who's approachable. You friended up. Good for you.
You can't take it literally.
You know, hot older women are cougars, but they can be full human.
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about. It was becoming harder and harder to deny the truth. I was like Bosley. There were three angels. Everything and everyone can fuck it.
Whoa, someone's in a mood. Lighten up.
Lighten up because I'm so heavy.
Oh, no, you didn't. I didn't say it. Yes, you did.
I don't want to be anybody's Duff anymore.
Don't you hate me?
Yes, I do. But you're the only one in the whole school who told me what was actually going on. I will make sure you pass science if you help me with this.
You got the easy part. After reverse Duff, you...
So we'll do it?
On one condition. You got to ask me in your monster voice.
From when we were little?
Mm-hmm.
No. I don't remember it.
You sure?
Yes, I don't. I couldn't
okay.
even...
Whoa.
I can do one to change your mind. Where do we start with me?
You got a uniboob, your posture sucks, and your clothes fit weird because you wear the wrong size bra. Boom. I watched a lot of Project Runway. What's up?
You need to talk to 15 guys without completely falling apart.
No.
Be totally gangster about it.
I can do one to change your mind. Excuse me. Can't do this.
People like you will never matter, so stop messing it up for those of us who do.
Forget her. Prove her wrong.
I'm gonna be a dateless weirdo for the rest of my life and end up like my mom.
You need to realize you're only as awesome as you think you are.
You look crazy. Crazy amazing. Let's do this.
Yeah, I'm somebody's death. So are you. So is everybody. It shouldn't affect how you see yourself. I need to talk to you.
Question?
Stop. I have a date. Not bad for a death, am I right?
She's pulling it off.
Dude, she's 17 years old, man.
She's a 10. I don't care about 17. She's a 10.
Believe it or not, I was a duff.
What?
There was no cool name. It was like douchebag. A Urkel. Asian Urkel.
Nerd ass.
Didn't need the help.
All right, that's a movie about teenagers and a teenager reversing a weight problem to fit in. I think it might be a good time to go to one of those other movies that we previewed. I don't think that would be worth a look at all, and I'm not sure. Again, maybe a young teenage crowd would go and see that. They would get dropped off at the mall, go see the movie, and there you go. The Oscars are on this weekend, and it'll be interesting to see who wins. Some interesting nominees for 2015, including Bradley Cooper. He portrayed Chris Kyle to the T, and I think he should win for Best Actor, but he's got some stiff competition with Eddie Redmayne, The Theory of Everything, Steve Carell, Foxcatcher, Benedict Cumberbatch, The Imitation Game, Michael Keaton in Birdman. I'm still thinking Bradley Cooper comes up with the Oscar. Enjoy, everybody. If you go to the movies, send us a cheap movie review, americatonight.net. Thanks for listening.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.